Joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, I kind of want to touch on something that was said yesterday by the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, or actually Sunday when he was on ABC's This Week. He was saying that he was kind of blaming, you know, oil refiners for not increasing production. But then if you ask, you know, you ask oil refiners and they say, well,
what politician said that?
That would be the transportation secretary and former mayor of South Bend.
Oh, good Lord.
What do you think of Pete Buttigieg's comments?
Well, I think Pete Buttigieg's comments would be better served by finding out why we can't increase refining capacity and what his administration and what the Biden administration should do about it. We've seen refineries shut down during the last few years, and part of that was because of COVID. But with the administration's policies, the last thing I think that would ever happen is a new refinery would be built. And I think that's because of the president and the White House policies that are in play. But, you know, we have to do what we can with what we have. And right now we don't have enough refining capacity. And like I said, some of it's because of a COVID shutdown, some of it because of hurricane damage, even a fire in 2019 shut down a refinery in Philadelphia. So there's a lot of reasons why refining capacity has gone down. But the fact of the matter is, I guarantee you this administration would probably act to block any new refinery that was being built. Not only that, but the transition away from fossil fuels would bode poorly for any investment being made.
Yeah, it feels like there's just, you know, my dad works in the oil industry, and he said we just don't seem to have enough. And if you try to build one right now, environmental groups might have an issue with that, and finding the right location for it is difficult, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. And it would take billions of dollars. A location is key. You have to be close to pipelines and infrastructure. Having said that, there's been no significant refinery built in some 50 years, and I'm sure it's not going to happen now. We've seen a couple small teapot refineries that are small. They've changed over to be renewable diesel, but a refinery is just not something that I see as happening anytime soon. So, you know, the Secretary of Transportation can say whatever he pleases, but that doesn't mean it's reality. And the reality is that we're suffering here not only from a lack of oil, but a lack of refining capacity, and that's something that's not going to improve overnight. And refineries are operating at about 94% of their capacity. So I think it's like sticking fingers in your eyes to say that refineries aren't stepping up. They're running close to full tilt.
Do you think you've talked about long-term effect, what could happen in the long term? Is there anything that President Biden and his administration can do to sort of ease this gas price burden that's facing Americans right now?
There's not a whole lot that can be done. Drilling is happening. U.S. Oil production is up a million barrels from a year ago, but it takes time. It takes time to drill for oil, do geological surveys, successfully find oil, get that oil to the market. It takes a long time, and then it takes a lot of labor to do that. And so not only is the problem oil, but refining capacity, and refining capacity is another issue that is likely holding back the ability for refineries to boost products supplied to the market, things like gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. And part of the reason why prices are so high in the Great Lakes is because inventories in the Midwest of gasoline are at their lowest seasonal level on record going back to 1990. That's the problem, is there's just not enough refining capacity to keep up with demand. And that's the other problem, demand. Americans are still filling up millions of gallons, hundreds of millions of gallons of gasoline every day. And until we see a reduction in demand, we're going to continue to be in this boat where prices are relatively high.
People are talking about a rough winter. Do you see maybe things slowing down once the temperatures get cooler because people won't want to travel as much? Or is that a point of hope that we can lean on?
Well, you know, there's been some relief here and there, and I'm a little hopeful that the Great Lakes may have seen the worst of it here in the short term. Now, not to say I don't know if a hurricane will hit this fall or this summer, right? I don't know the future, but for now, I think very short term, we may see a little bit of relief after yesterday's big hike up to 525. We could see prices start to fall back closer to the $5 mark. Wholesale gas prices this morning down about 8 cents a gallon. So that should give stations a little bit of room to start lowering their prices going into the weekend. But what next week holds and the week beyond that, That's obviously up in the air yet.
So Indiana has had, I guess, the largest gas price increase over the last month and the second largest gas price increase over the last week. People in Indiana, you know, really upset with the governor that he's not suspending the gas tax. But is there any other reason, do you think, that maybe we, you know, Indiana is getting it what appears to be worse than most, if not all, the other states?
Well, you know, and again, a lot of that is the Midwest. It's regional because inventories are at their lowest level seasonally on record. Other areas are seeing a big jump in prices, but nowhere is it more pronounced than the Great Lakes. I do expect that will start to slow down, and we could see prices start inching down towards the weekend. But obviously, we're still talking about prices that are very expensive. So it's kind of a consolation prize to see prices going down but remaining so high.
All right. So if you are a motorist and you are thinking about filling up, best to maybe wait then if you can?
I mean, some of those low-priced Costcos, they may go up. I'm seeing a couple Costcos, $4.79, $4.84. So, you know, if you can fill up at a Costco, they're going to continue inching up. But if you can't, then maybe best to wait.
All right. I think that just about covers it. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy. Patrick, thank you so much for the spirited discussion as always, my friend. We appreciate your insights.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate you bearing with me today.
Have a good one, John. You too. Thanks.
See you, bud. Bye.